Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
November 25th, 2008. Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, gift ideas for photographers. Welcome back to another Digital Story. And for those of you that are in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving week to you. The holiday season has officially begun. And we're going to talk about a few gift ideas for photographers today. Now, we all know that photographers are some of the hardest people in the world to buy gifts for, because either the stuff they want is just too darn expensive, right? You know, sure, you're going to go out and buy a f/2.8 zoom lens for your favorite photographer and, you know what, sell your car to do it. No, that's not going to work. And or the other problem is that stuff that's useful for photographers, they already have. And it can be very frustrating. Well, I have compiled a gift list of 8 items that almost any photographer from beginning to experienced would probably be tempted by at least a few of these items. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Today is gift items for your favorite photographer or for you. You know, let's fess up. We're gonna scan the list and see if there's something on here that we might suggest to someone else that they get us for the holidays. Now, I have all this entire list with the descriptions, prices, links, and everything published as the show notes. So you can go to thedigitalstory.com. Click on the show notes or go to the bottom of the page and you'll see the show notes for this podcast. Click on it and then you get everything that I'm going to talk about today, all the pricing links and the whole deal. So if you're driving your car right now, please don't stop and take notes. Just know that all you have to do is go to the show notes page and everything will be there. And I know everything will be there because I've already written it. It's there in draft form. So it's all there, all 8 items. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to start with the first one here. Now, the first one is a crowd favorite. It's one that I've talked about for a couple years now. I still love it, and I still think it's a great gift for, you know, less than $22. And that's the Joby Gorillapod. It's a flexible tripod. And this is a small one. This is the one for compact cameras, the one that you can put in your back pocket and go out street shooting with. And the cool thing about the Gorillapod is not only is it a good tripod where you can set it on top of newspaper stands and tables and steps and things like that, but those little legs wrap around all sorts of stuff, rails and poles and just about anything you can get your hands on. And so therefore, almost anything that's out and about becomes a possible tripod for you because of the flexibility of the Gorillapod. So it's very versatile, it's light, it's easy to carry, and for $22, you can't miss. And if you want to get the bigger one, there's 2 other sizes, a medium and a large. They're all reasonably priced. So that's item number one, the Joby Gorillapod flexible tripod. Now, speaking of tripod-y things, now, that didn't quite sound right, did it? Anyway, this is more of a stocking stuffer, but it's a fun stocking stuffer, and I think it's sort of unique. And it is the Dynamite bottle cap tripod, and this is kind of cool. Basically, what it is, it's a tripod mount with a bottle cap. And what you do is for lighter cameras, of course. You're not going to put a Hasselblad on this thing. But the thinking is that you just carry it in your pocket. you have bottled water with you. All you have to do is make sure the water bottle's full, take off the regular cap, put on this cap, and suddenly you have a tripod, you know, with a ball head that you can swivel around and use for your compact camera shooting. So it's a lot of fun. It's the Dynamite Bottle Cap Tripod. It's $9.95 U.S. It's a great little stocking stuffer, and if you have a lot of photographers in your life, you might want to pick up a handful of them, and you know, it'd be great fun around the holidays. Now, the next one that I have for you, this is a little bit more serious, and there's also a special going on right now, and this is the latest version of Photoshop Elements by Adobe. Photoshop Elements by Adobe. Both the Macintosh version and the Windows version. Now, what Adobe is doing for the holidays, actually between November 24th and December 10th, they have Photoshop Elements on sale, $25 off from the Adobe store. Now, I have the links and the pricing and all the particulars in the show notes, so you don't have to worry about writing this down. But you can get the Mac version of the latest version of Photoshop Elements for $64.99 at the Adobe Store, and that's with free shipping. Or you can get the Windows version for $74.99, again with free shipping, and the Windows version includes a basic membership to Photoshop.com. So this is, you know, this is amazing stuff. It's a limited time. It's only up until December 10th. But basically, you can save $25 on an already super valued image editor. Free shipping, and the Windows version comes with a basic membership to Photoshop.com. It's really too good to pass up. And if you have a photographer in your life, especially someone that's using Picasa or iPhoto, you know, in that area, it's not like they have to quit using that to have Photoshop Elements, but having Photoshop Elements will give them a full-blown image editor to augment whatever software they're using. And then on top of that, Photoshop Elements, you know, the current versions, Adobe has really added a lot of workflow tools to them. And so that if the photographer doesn't have an established workflow yet, then Elements can also help with that. So this is a great all-around tool. I think every photographer should either have, you know, Photoshop, you know, CS3 or CS4 or Photoshop Elements in their tool bag, just because it's the best image editor in the world. And now they come with a lot of other great tools. So the special deal, like I said, goes to December 10th. And boy, not only as a gift idea, but if you're needing Photoshop Elements, now is the time to buy it, because you just get a great deal. So that's item number 3, Photoshop Elements for Mac or Windows, $25 off with free shipping. It's a deal. Number four is one of my favorites also. It's the Gary Fong LightSphere Universal System Cloud. All right, I'm sure you're going, whoa. I thought I knew what you're talking about, and then I didn't. Okay, so the LightSphere, the Gary Fong LightSphere, has been around for a long time, and this is a cool thing. It's weird. It looks like a lampshade, basically, that fits over your flash, and you point your flash up, and this thing illuminates a room for portraits, for weddings, for all that sort of stuff with this really kind of nice photographic soft light, but yet you don't lose a whole lot of light, you know, using it. Like some things you use, like you lose 2 or 3 stops of light. You don't with the LightSphere. Now, the problem with the LightSphere in the past was that you had to buy a specific LightSphere for each flash, and they didn't make them for a lot of the flashes. So, like, if you had a couple of different types of flashes, then you had to have different light spheres for all of them. So what they've done now, what Gary Fong has done, is that he's created a light sphere, a universal. And so, you know, you still get the, you know, the same thing that you got before, the very cool flash diffuser. But now it has like this new universal mount that snugly holds the adapter onto just about any flash. So now suddenly you can use it among different flashes, or if you change flashes, you can still use your light sphere. So this is a big improvement. So it's no longer fitted just for a particular flash. You can now buy the universal model, and it'll work on just about all the flashes. So again, it's the Gary Fong Light Sphere Universal System Cloud, and it's $49.95 U.S. Again, I have the link for it in the show notes. I tell you, for weddings and stuff, I use this thing all the time, and it really creates a nice quality of light. Yet, you know, you're on the go. You don't even have to use a flash bracket. You can just mount your flash right in the hot shoe, put the light sphere on it. You can shoot both vertically and horizontally. It's very nice. It's a very simple thing that just works beautifully. Okay, so that was number four, the Gary Fong Light Sphere. Now, speaking of flashes, I have another one. And this is a fun little thing. This is a suggestion from a TDS reader, which I love it. When, by the way, I put that notice up, and a lot of folks sent me some great ideas. So, and a lot of the things that we have on this list are from TDS readers. So, you know, go team, right? The collective consciousness, you know, comes through again. Anyway, so the next item, number five, is the Morris Mini DC Slave Flash 2 with PC cord. Okay, that's a mouthful there, but it's a small little thing that you'll really like. So it's the Morris Mini DC Slave Flash 2 with PC cord. It's $32. $31.95. And basically what it is, it's a little slave flash that fits easily in your pocket or in your camera bag. It's triggered by the flash on your camera, but it has like a guide number of 100, and it's really fairly powerful. And the way these things are very useful, I think, is when you're doing portraits and things indoors or holiday shots or whatever, you can set one, you know, in the back of the room, let's say behind the couch or something like that. And instead of everything in the back of the room going dark, the slave flash will light it up, and it kind of gives you more ambiance in the room. They're really handy. You can use them for all sorts of stuff, but that's the way that I prefer to use them. This one is very nice. Like I said, it's affordable. It's only $32. They also includes a PC cord, which means you can use it with any camera, especially any old camera. And it has a tripod mount too, so, which is nice. You could put it on, let's say, a little GorillaPod, right? And then angle the light precisely in any direction you want to go. Plus, it's also designed so that it sits nicely on a table. It's got flat sides and so forth, so you can angle it and all that. Very handy. It's very nice. It's a cool little accessory that probably a lot of photographers, you know, don't have one of these, and for $32, get them the batteries too, right? So, you know, let's say $34, you know, you can really bring a smile to someone's face. So that's the Morris Mini DC Flash Slave 2 with PC cord. Okay, that was number five. Number six is something that I have created, but I think it's just a fabulous holiday gift, and that's the Digital Photography Companion. It's a book that I published earlier this year. It's a guide for, you know, how to take great shots, how to work your camera, all the pro tips that you know, that I could muster. Appendix in the back with tables for everything from astrophotography to, you know, exposure compensation to you name it. It fits in your back pocket. It fits in your backpack. You can get this thing for $16.49. It's just a great gift for the beginning photographer. It's also a terrific gift for someone who's moving up to a digital SLR. If you know that someone's going to get a digital SLR for the holidays or planning to buy one right after the holidays, get them this book, because I guarantee you it will make their transition from compact to digital SLR so much easier. When I teach, I always have people come up to me either with the Pocket Guide 3rd Edition or the Companion, and a lot of times it's all dog-eared, and you know they've been carrying it around, just telling me how much it's helped them, and you know how they use it while they're on the go. It's not a book that you just leave at home on the bookshelf. It's a book that you bring with you. So the Digital Photography Companion, $16.49. You know, I tell you, it's a terrific investment in anyone who's wants to go to the next step with their photography. Number seven. This is a fun one. This is new to the list. This is one that I've added. The next two are two new ones that I've added. Number seven is the National Geographic Tundra Monopod with Head and Quick Release Plate. This is a very nice monopod. It's not, it's not the top quality ones. It's not like a carbon monopod that's, a couple hundred bucks. This one you can get for $42. And it has the head and the quick release plate. It only weighs a pound, but yet it extends to 61.5 inches, roughly. So it's a fairly tall monopod. It's easy to carry around. It's nice and light. I would say that, when you go from the, when you're looking at all the monopods that are out there, and you have the, the cheap ones that you can get for, $20, and then you have the really expensive ones that are like $120, this one is right about in the middle. The fun thing about it that I like it, and the reason why I like it for a gift, there's actually two reasons. One, because it comes with the ball head and the quick release plate, which a lot of monopods don't. So when you're giving it as a gift, you're giving someone like the whole thing. They don't need more parts. They've got everything they need right there. And then the second thing is, it's kind of cool being the National Geographic Tundra Monopod. I mean, let's face it, that's a pretty cool name. And in terms of name recognition, when you give it as a gift, I think people will appreciate that too. And so then you get to do all that and get away with spending only $42. So not too bad. Good gift. Fun item. Something to keep in mind. A lot of folks don't have monopods, and they should have monopods. They probably want a monopod. They just never got around to getting one. This might be the time to do it. Okay, that was number seven. Number eight, the last one on our list. And I'll tell you, this is a Cadillac here. So this is the SanDisk Extreme USB 2.0 3-in-1 card reader. Now, it costs $84.95 online, and I have the link to it. So it is, is not a cheap card reader. A lot of card readers you can buy, for $20, $25. But this is a great card reader. First of all, it's really fast. The read-write speeds are outstanding with it. The second thing is that it's very handsome. It's a nice-looking card reader. It's black. It's shiny. It's a square. It looks professional. It feels professional when you hold it. And then it's really smart in that it really has the two things that almost every photographer needs: a slot for a CF card, and a slot for an SD card. Now, it also takes, MS Pro Duals and MS Pro cards, but really, the two slots that most photographers need are the CF card slot and the SD card slot. And by the way, the CF card slot takes Type 1 and Type 2. So, and then it's USB connectivity, so it'll go in any computer. It's both Mac and Windows compatible. So you don't even have to worry about what the photographer is going to be plugging it into. And this is a very nice gift. Like I said, you're probably going to be giving them the nicest card reader they'll ever have. And, this day and age with memory cards getting bigger and bigger all the time, and us putting bigger files on it and transferring more information, a fast, durable card reader is a wonderful thing to have. So this is the SanDisk Extreme USB 2.0 3-in-1 card reader, $84.95. Again, I have the link to it in the show notes. But if you want to get someone something that's really nice and at the top of its class, and spend less than $100, this is it. So those are my 8 gift suggestions for photographers, all of them under $100. The Joby Gorillapod, the Bottle Cap Tripod, Photoshop Elements on sale, the Gary Fong Light Sphere, but the Universal System one that fits on all sorts of different flashes, the Morris Mini DC flash that, you know, you can just stick in your pocket and then, you know, put a little light in the back of the room or whatever, the Digital Photography Companion, which is also the official guide for the Digital Story Virtual Camera Club, the National Geographic Tundra Monopod with head and quick release for $42. How can you miss, right? And the SanDisk Extreme USB 2.0 3-in-1 card reader. So this is a very nice list. I am sure there's something on this list that will please the photographer in your life. I'm sure there's something on this list that you may enjoy yourself. Now, I got other great ideas, but I didn't really want to put them on the official list, but I'm going to mention a few of them right now because, you know, it'll depend on person to person if the person will appreciate this or not. But, someone mentioned the Flickr Pro upgrade for somebody that uses Flickr but doesn't have the Pro level. I think it's like, what is it, $20 or $29? But, you know, there's a way to, you sort of have to present that, right? So, you know, you're going to make up a little card or something. So it's slightly abstract, and that's why it's not on the official list. But I've thrown it out there as something to keep in mind. I also looked at the latest batch of compact photo printers, which have gone up in price. I don't know if you've shopped one lately, but you used to be able to get a great one for well under $100, and I thought for sure I'd have one on the list, and I shopped, and I could not find a current one that sort of met my criteria that was less than $100. I was sort of surprised by that. I've been using the HP PhotoSmart A626. I like it a lot, but it's over $100. Most of the Canons are over $100, and the new Epsons are too. So those run, between like $120 and $160. But so it's a little outside of our range here. But I'm mentioning it because if it's a special gift, these compact photo printers are very nice. The prints are very durable. They last a long time. Most of them print up to 5x7 now, and most of them have LCD screens. So if you want, you can just stick your memory card right in there and look at the pictures on the LCD, pick the one you want, and print it. So you don't even have to use a computer. So they're pretty cool, but they're a little bigger investment, so sort of add it to the auxiliary list. Okay, a little bit of Virtual Camera Club business I want to take care of. We got the photo assignment, all sort of straightened out. We're back on track, and I have the November ones coming in for Whirlwind, and they're cool. The ones that have come in, I really like. So this is going to be a nice gallery, and Whirlwind can be all sorts of stuff. It can be, things whirling around. It can be patterns that sort of whirl around. It can be children that are whirling around. You name it. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Try to get something in by the end of the month because I think this is going to be a nice gallery, and I think you're going to want to be part of it. Grab shots. I could use a few more, so if you're sitting on some, go ahead and send those in. I want to thank our sponsors, Red River Paper Company, who we're cooking up some stuff with. I got some big plans going for early 2009 that I think you're going to like a lot. Red River is going to be part of that. And also Boinks Software, the makers of Photo Magico, but now also Boinks TV, something that I want to spend a little time with too, once I find a little time to experiment a little bit more and write some of this stuff up. So I want to thank both of our sponsors, great supporters of the Digital Story. And finally, if you are a U.S. citizen and this is Thanksgiving week, and I tell you, Not only is the U.S. Seeing tough times right now, but the whole world is, pretty much across the board. But we have a lot to be thankful for, and I know I plan on taking a few moments to count my blessings this week, and I hope you have the opportunity to do the same. And I will see you here next week. We're going to talk more photography and have more fun. Definitely, you tuning in is one of the blessings for me. All right, I will see you next week. Those of you in the U.S., have a great holiday. Everyone else, stay out of trouble and go take some pictures. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.